I did see Terry McAuliffe definitely repeatedly kind of baiting Youngkin and, you know, making comments about whether he was in full control of himself. I do remember the line that you just mentioned. And there's also another instance where he said, you know, you've got to have all four wheels on the ground here, pal, or something like that. Just kind of suggesting that maybe Youngkin was getting riled up. And at one point, Youngkin, too, in response to these comments, said, keep it up, you might be left debating with this chair. So definitely a lot of tension between the two candidates, and maybe that was to be expected, but probably a little bit more than I was anticipating.
Did you hear an answer from Terry McAuliffe that you found particularly interesting?
Yeah, I think one thing in particular that was notable, Terry McAuliffe asked toward the end whether he would support doing away with qualified immunity. And for folks who don't know, it's basically a legal doctrine that essentially bans people from suing police officers in civil court if their civil rights have been violated. And that could amount to civil damages in Virginia. As long as the officer was on the job when these violations were committed, they can't be sued in civil court. And Terry McAuliffe had, during a previous debate, during his primary against four other Democrats, said he would support doing away with qualified immunity, something that some Democrats in the legislature have supported. Last night, he said, no, I would not support doing away with qualified immunity. I believe police officers should be backed by the state in these cases. I thought that that was a pretty remarkable flip for Terry McAuliffe, and I think he kind of laid out his stance pretty firmly last night.
What about Youngkin? Did he say or do something in particular that stood out?
Ever since the abortion law in Texas that, essentially bans abortions at the six-week mark took effect, Glenn Youngkin's been pressed a lot on this issue. It's an issue that he admitted earlier in the race that he didn't want to talk about. When me and some other reporters interviewed him a few weeks ago, he said, you know, I'm pro-life, but wouldn't go any farther as far as what policies he would support. I guess I should say he said, I'm pro-life, but I would allow some exemptions, for example, in the case of the mother's life being at risk or incest or rape. Last night, he definitely gave us a little bit more detail about what exactly he would support or not when it comes to abortion policy. At one point, he said he would support a law that essentially would ban abortions at the point when a fetus can feel pain. And in other states that have tried to input a lot like this, that's usually around the 20-week mark, which is about halfway through a pregnancy. And so we did get a lot more detail from Youngkin as far as what he would or wouldn't do. He did say at one point that he wouldn't sign a law like the one in Texas. You know, he said that law was essentially impractical, unworkable, and confusing were his words.